My name's Claire Benton. I'm a maths AST at Greenford High School, and I'm going to talk about how my practice has changed in the last 3 years. I'd always had quite a lot of success in teaching, and feedback had always been really positive. But something was niggling me. I embraced mini whiteboards. Students sat there. I'd ask questions. They would answer. I could see who got it right. I could see who hadn't got it right. I knew who to target. But something wasn't right. I was the one doing the work. So that needed to change. There we are. That's what I used to look like. What did I do? I went to a Cambridge course. I read a book from Jackie Bowyer. And it was all about how I could get them doing the work and thinking about it. The first thing I tried was actually getting them in groups. But rather than asking the student who knew the answer, I needed to focus on the weaker one. And if the ones who'd understood it couldn't teach the ones next to them, then something hadn't gone right. That then moved on. I did a bit more reading. I became braver. I took risks. It's a common theme that's gone through today, actually, the taking risks. And what we started to do was we said, okay, well, mini whiteboards are great when I want to assess them and hold them up, but let's free ourselves. And we've heard other people talk about writing on the desks, but really it transformed my classroom. We no longer really worry about that, and we write all over the desks. We say, let's, you know, discuss that. They talk. I had a year 12 student last year. Quiet she was. And at the moment she started to be able to write on that desk, I saw her flourish. She did really well. Recently, I've also had a lesson where a 10 set 4, there's just a few pictures of what it's like, but I had a 10 set 4 where I'd taken the picture from Twitter. I've no idea whether the person here who I'd stolen it from was this. I was teaching number sequences like I've taught many times over. Something happened in the classroom. The kids started moving the desks around. They were saying, this is what it's like, miss. No, this is this. And then before my eyes, they brought in chemistry. They were talking about how the structure of atoms and chemistry, carbon and hydrogen, it's just like in science. I'd never heard it. And that's where I want it to go. I want my students to realise maths isn't just a subject that's in a maths classroom. It's general, but it applies in all the other classrooms too. Thank you.